This is an ABC podcast.
It's time to get out and about in the garden with Rowanna and Sabrina here on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
They gave us another week. We're allowed back.
I know. And I was so good this week, Ro, because I waited for the red light to go off before I waltzed in the studio, had a chat with everyone that was around me.
You did.
Didn't bomb you last few minutes of the program.
So. No, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Is that an indication that you're on your best behaviour today?
Oh, certainly not. Certainly not.
No, I didn't think so. Maybe with Molly back, you know.
Yeah.
Josh was too polite to pull us into line last week.
He's so sweet. And I'm not saying that Molly's not, but Molly brings out the mischievousness in me. Mm. Oh, I think, I'll blame her.
She's got a mischievous face.
She does. She does. A cheeky little laugh.
Yes, absolutely. You behaved yourself this week?
I've been working hard.
Haven't run amok in any government departments or anything?
No, I haven't had to get anything licensed or... Oh, I'm going to take on the gas company pretty soon. No, it's the electricity company. I've done the transport. Now move on to the power company because they can't read your meter if you have a 13-year-old crippled dog because it's vicious. So they just make stuff up. So my power bill's usually like, I don't know, $100, and the last two have been nearly $700. So there's clearly something going on there. Considering I haven't been home most of the time.
Sounds like you need to give clear and unimpeded access to your meter.
That's what I'll be doing, clear. It'll be clear and unimpeded. For sure. So these little things keep me going.
They keep our audience entertained.
I like a challenge.
Before we hit the first of our calls on 1300 222 720, the question I've started with the last three, this will be 3 weeks in a row.
Yes.
Are the sausage rolls in the oven in the ABC kitchen?
You know, I would have had the opportunity to make sausage rolls this week too. But I've been busy, Ro.
That's okay. You're a busy woman. You're in demand. We're just grateful we get you for an hour on Saturday, hey.
Can you send me a text message about Wednesday next week and remind me?
Okay.
Just all you have to do is put a little emoji of a sausage roll.
Well, it's World Emoji Day.
Is it? It is. Today?
Today is World Emoji Day.
I didn't know we had such a thing.
Yep. But before all our listeners start texting in with their emojis, the ABC text system doesn't recognise them, so they come through as bizarre little icon.
Like a square and something.
Yeah, it doesn't look quite
so
like
it. So are they, every world emoji celebration time, do they make new, can you get other emojis? Are there lots of emojis?
Like, no. Oh. I use them. Yeah. I'm an overuser of them.
You're young. You should be on trend.
I'm young and I'm hip.
You are so hip, Ro.
Yep.
I wonder if you can make your own up or something.
Maybe.
Who makes emojis?
Oh, man.
Oh, these are very deep questions.
Do you know?
Adobe. Adobe makes emoji. See?
Do you know, the thing is, people keep asking me these questions. I was out walking during lockdown in my 1 hour of exercise I was allowed with my cousin who lives with me, same house, we're allowed to, two of us.
No worries.
And we were walking down by the river near my house and he said, have you ever seen a baby pelican?
Oh.
And I was like, no. And then we started having this crazy conversation about baby pelicans. So, of course, then I get home and I'm just like, it just stays in my mind. Like, and it ticks over. I had a friend ask me a bizarre one last night about whether frozen stuff can be transported on trains, which I thought was a little bit silly because, of course.
Yeah, a bit. I mean, you just have a refrigerated carriage.
Container.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty simple. Train. But, these things just.
I've never seen a baby pelican.
We're going to cover this on Saturday brekkie at some stage.
They're big.
I have
long
researched
beak.
It since, but
oh, have you? Mm. So when they come out of the egg, is the beak the longest part of their body? Is it bigger than their body? Because they have that very big.
Yeah, they are, and they can turn them inside out or something.
Ooh,
but anyway,
that's
a story for another day.
Marvelous. How marvellous. I like baby spiders. They'll carry all their babies on their back. So you look at a spider sometimes and you think, that's a big spider. And then about 100 little baby spiders come off its back and disperse.
See, we don't know some things,
but we know some
interesting stuff too.
Oh, we do, Ro.
Roslyn is hoping that you're going to have some factual, helpful advice about
her
lawn.
I have to work.
Good morning, Roslyn. How are you?
Good morning. It's not specifically lawn in as such, but I saw this picture on Facebook, which reminded me of something else as well, is that this was a bus stop and they had lawn on the roof. This was in the UK.
Yes.
Can you do that sort of thing here? You know how people have lawn, you know, or grass.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're ground covers, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
On their roofs of their houses and that. But what do you do about watering them in the summer? Because in the UK it rains all the year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Although much
so
less so these days. No, but Roslyn, if in Western Australia in particular, if you have any rooftop garden of any sort, including lawn, you must have reticulation. So it has to be watered because our summers are so hot, we don't get rainfall much in summer and everything would just die without water.
Some cities around the world are very advanced with that sort of rooftop, bus stops and all that sort of thing. Yeah. We're a bit behind in that.
Just a tiny little bit, and particularly when it comes to climate change, Ro. But you know,
we'll get there.
Probably about a century after every other country in the world. But you know, we'll keep moving forward.
Hayden in Maylands has sent us a text. This is quite a conundrum. Given that it's World Emoji Day,
yes.
I need to report a serious shortcoming. My phone has no emoji for white wine. Red wine, yes, but no white wine. Sabrina, can you please lobby the powers that be to rectify this problem?
Hayden, you're quite right. They've got champagne, they have cocktail, they have red wine, because I use all those emojis. That's appalling. Because what the poor old white wine drinkers. Hayden, I will get on to that. That'll be my next little brief to nag someone.
And the very witty, clever Chris Parry, our travel writer on ABC Radio Perth, called in also to tell me that once you start using the word hip, you're no longer young. Whatever, Chris.
It has other
still
connotations that come after. Hip is replacement.
No. Susan in Mandra, good morning to you.
Oh, hello. Good morning and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. How can we help?
Oh, hello, yes. Yes, I'm looking at my standard rose in the garden.
Yeah.
That is quite huge. It's about 10 foot tall. It's a big one.
Yeah.
And I've pruned it, I've fertilised it, and it just looks very, very sad.
Okay. So, couple of things that could be, Susan. There could be something happening at root zone level for your rose bush. So it might have canker, which is a fungal disease. It could have some sort of bacterial rot in the root system. It could have nematodes. You're in Mandurah and there are a lot of nematodes around there, the root knot nematode. So what you need to do now is I would spray the entire rose with an anti-rot spray and even drench the soil, and then after you've done that, get some soil microbes, sprinkle those around the base of the plant. If there's any dying back on the stem, then that can be canker, but the anti-rot will help with that as well. So that's about all you can do.
There you go, Susan. Thanks for giving us a call this morning. Where was it? Pete from Manji. Hi, girls. Yes, you can make your own emojis. Imagine an emoji of Sab.
Oh,
that's something quite
scary
to imagine. I just pulled my phone out to have a look. There is a farm. I guess it's a farmer. It could be a gardener.
Oh, that's a gardener with a carrot. Yeah.
It's got a bit of a Sabness about it.
Oh, no. She looks way too clean.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, young as well. But
you definitely have dirt on the face.
Always have dirt.
G&T in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a bag of carrots, for God's sake. And
a citrus tree. Hey.
The hat would be filthy. Mm. Like it'd have just rubbish all over it. I wouldn't be so wide-eyed either. Probably more squinty-eyed.
Oh, and Steve's texting to say Sav & Co, there already is a white wine emoji.
No, I've not seen one. Hmm. I don't think that's wine. I reckon that's either champagne or
sangria.
Or white sangria or a cocktail. There's a cocktail. Look, there's all the drinks. There's we're looking. Punch. There's beer, punch, champagne. That's a martini. There is no white wine.
Is that Carver or something? Yeah.
No white wine.
Mm. Yep. Well, had on ours anyway.
Me and Hayden, we're on. Yep, we're going to do stuff on this. We'll get it done.
And if you've just joined us, it's World Emoji Day, so we're not just rambling about emojis, you know, just cause. We're celebrating with the rest of the world, a really significant day. Let's head to Eileen, who's in Byford. Good morning, Eileen.
Oh, hello. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I've got a mango tree that we've had in a really large pot. Mm. It's a present for my son. And I've had it about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
It got very leggy, and did tell us to cut it down, and we did, but it still got really leggy again.
Oh.
And we were talking about getting rid of it this year, and then lo and behold, must have been listening to us because we noticed some flowers on it. So is this just the wrong time of year for flowers?
Funny you should say that, Eileen, because I was doing a garden consult yesterday, and the neighbouring garden had a massive mango tree, and it's all in flower. So it's very, very early for mango trees to be flowering at this point in time.
How can we look after it?
Well, you're just going to have to let it. Yeah. You'll need to. I just let it run its course now. You'd only need to lightly feed it. If you feed it too much, those flowers will fall off and you won't get fruit. I would just let it run now. So you could give it a liquid feed. So give it some seaweed solution, a little bit of a liquid feed. The only other thing you could do is spray it with liquid potassium or trace elements that they hold on to the flowers. You may lose the flowers, but we don't know. We just don't know what's going to happen with the climate. It is it is odd, though, I have to say, Eileen.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Eileen. Appreciate that. A text message from Wayne. Good morning, ladies. My daffodils have popped up. Should I power feed them now?
Everything that bulb needs, it's already got in there and it's too late to do anything. When you do need to feed it, however, is after it finishes flowering, that's when you start feeding your bulbs, when they're finished flowering, because they'll store all that energy in the inside of the bulb for next flowering season.
Norm in Woodvale on 0437 922 720. Hi, Sab. My ornamental grapevine has started to get leaves before I've had the chance to prune and spray. Am I too late?
No, prune. Go hard. Prune. Rip off any of the leaves that are coming on and spray it. You can use lime sulphur. I haven't pruned my grape yet. Well, I did a bit of it. What happened was, Ro, the bit I was pruning the grapevine, and then I got to a certain point, and then I noticed the very large dead rat in it, quite decomposed, stuck in the grapevine.
Ew.
And it was in the morning, and I thought, I don't think I can cope with that just at present.
Not yet.
I need my breakfast first. So I kind of haven't got back to the chore of removing said dead rat and the grape it's attached to.
Is that for this afternoon? Or?
Oh, no, I think it's going to rain again all day.
Yep. It's pretty well what the Bureau told us.
No, I think
for like a week, I think.
I'm going to have a lunchtime soiree.
That doesn't sound like you. let's head to Linda, who's in Albany. Good morning, Linda.
Morning, ladies.
Morning.
I've got a problem that I can't seem to find the answer to. Even Dr. Google doesn't seem to know.
Has he let you down?
Yeah, definitely. I've got an asparagus patch and I have had it for quite a few years, like probably maybe even getting on to 20, and it does seem to be dwindling.
Oh.
And I've heard people say that, you know, you can't let seedlings grow because then they get in there and crowd it and all that sort of stuff. But if it lasts for 20 years, what do you do then? Do you have to dig it all up and
Well, no, definitely not. I mean, asparagus crowns will last for 100 years. But what you do need to do, Linda, is divide them up. They do get very overcrowded. And I have to tell you, they're a mongrel to dig up, especially if they're 20 years old.
I have done that out, actually.
Yeah. So you do have to actually divide them.
Okay. And I've also heard that there's a variety or whatever called Jersey Giant that is only male. So that would stop any little seedlings coming if you only had males.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because the females, I find the spears on the female are quite, they're bitter. Well, the blokes are going to love that. And they're thin.
Yes.
One of the best asparagus is a heritage French one called Fat Bastard. That's actually its true name.
Yeah, really.
I reckon go and see if you can get yourself a Fat Bastard, because I reckon they're a beautiful asparagus.
Okay.
All right. Forget that name.
Thank you.
Good on you, Linda. Thanks for giving us a call this morning. Wayne, Atlantis boy, one of our favourite correspondents here on ABC Radio Perth, has sent through a photo of a baby pelican.
Oh, my God.
Your face suggested it's quite cute.
You know, looking at that baby pelican, see its neck? I reckon that's what mine's getting to look like now.
Oh, dear.
It's not the most attractive little bird, is it? But it does have quite a large, what's it called, dirty big. It's like it's got a helmet on its head and a very long beak. I'm pleased that pelicans give birth to eggs and not live birds, because that thing's got, that's just,
you know, it's lots of trouble, wouldn't
it? Disgusting looking things.
Anyway,
they're beautiful.
They grow into be beautiful
they
birds.
Do.
Thank you,
they
Wayne.
Do.
Anyone else, you can just have the joy on Dr. Google of searching baby pelican and you'll know what Sabrina was talking about. Good morning to Stephanie, who's in Busselton. How are you going?
Hi, I'm going good.
Good.
Hey, Sabrina, the lady with the mangoes that are doing odd things.
Yes.
I've got tomatoes in Busselton doing odd things.
Yes.
They're self-sown.
Yep.
They grow in the path of the howling northwesterlies up the canal.
Yes.
And they're producing tomatoes hands over fist in winter.
I know. And mine are doing the same stuff. Like mine have just popped up in the brick paving. And I think because the paving must hold the heat, they're sort of like, oh, I'm in a greenhouse. This isn't bad. So mine are doing the same.
Well, mine are just growing in the wet soil. And you know what? The plants are more healthy than what they are in summer.
Do you know what that is though, Stephanie? So anything that's grown from seed, that seed over a period of generations adapts to the climate each generation of seed. So I reckon that's why we're getting tomatoes, thank heavens, that actually fruit midwinter. It's wonderful.
Well, it is, seeing as they're $9 a kilo.
And tasteless.
I think it's fabulous.
They have no flavour whatsoever. So well done, Stephanie.
Yeah, I thought I'd let you know that.
I think that's great.
A bit of useless information.
Never.
We love useless information.
Never useless. Never, never, never.
Thanks for calling, Stephanie.
Speaking of information, remember the fella, sorry, I can't remember your name, that's did the whole boiling up the rhubarb leaves as a pesticide. So I thought I'd go and do that. Have I got any left? No. But I do have some extremely fat, healthy caterpillars. They'd knocked every single leaf off. So I went, I'm afraid, look, usually I only take a third of you, but I'm going to take a half of you this time.
You got savage.
I did.
Couple of texts from the East Kimberley. Oh. My screen keeps popping
you
up.
Lucky sausages.
From Raymond in Halls Creek, dear Sabrina, our mango trees at my work are already covered in baby mangoes. You're right, very early. And Helen from Kununurra, hi Sab, mangoes in Kununurra starting to flower as well. So.
Yeah. See, I can understand why they're flowering up north, but down here, But it's still very early for up there as well.
Mm.
So, or maybe we'll get mangoes coming down earlier this year for
how
our
good would that be?
Daiquiris.
All year round.
And ice cream and stuff.
And just, you know,
Mango? Yeah, just mango, yeah, just eating mango.
Yep. All right, let's go to Kay, who's in Port Kennedy. Good morning, Kay.
Hey, Rowan, hey, Sabrina.
Ah, it's our beautiful regular friend, Kay. We have not heard from you in a while, Kay.
I know, but I've been listening, but I haven't had anything to bring to ring up, but today I have.
Oh, good.
And my hibiscus, one of my hibiscus is looking a bit sad and it's yellow,
yeah.
But the other two are rich and green. Now, I want to know when I can manure it and what manure I can use. All I've been using before was blood and bone, and someone said, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no. I agree with the no, no, no.
Okay.
Okay. So, now, hibiscus are fairly heavy feeders.
Yeah,
They will go, some of the varieties go yellow over winter because they don't like the cold.
Oh, okay. Maybe this is the one that I've got that doesn't like the cold.
Yeah, yeah. So what you need to do, Kay, is change your habit of blood and bone and go and get yourself some really delicious, awesome cow poo.
Okay. Well, actually, I've got some. I got a bag of cow poo in the shed.
Ah, splendid. Now, the other thing, Kay, go and get a decent fertiliser. Blood and bone's okay, but it doesn't have all the other things that your hibiscuses will need.
Okay, so what can you recommend?
I can't give you a product, Mang.
No, that's all right.
But there is one that's made in Western Australia, and it's got over 60 different minerals in it, and that'll be the go.
Oh, that's nice. And so I don't need like a slow fertiliser manure? No, that's a no-no too?
Yeah, just get cow manure and then get that fertiliser that's got microbes and all the minerals in
it. All right. That sounds good. Thank you, my love.
Okay.
You keep up the good work.
Lovely to hear from you, Kay.
Yeah, and you too, Sabrina, and I keep listening.
Oh, good girl. Bye.
Good on you, Kay. Always love hearing from you. Daniel writes, hi, Sabrina. I've been buying pumpkins and found them tasteless. Any guidance or suggestions on sourcing good ones?
Grow your own. You know, the Jap pumpkin is really lovely, the Kent pumpkin, the butternut pumpkin. But if you grow your pumpkins from seed, there are all those beautiful, like the little Turk's cap. There's something like available by seed, you can get another 20 different varieties of pumpkin. If you grow them yourself, they are truly magnificently delicious.
Mm, very good. Thank you to the texter who just assured me that I shouldn't worry because it's hip to be square. All good, got all bases covered there.
Yep, absolutely.
My property in Kalgoorlie has the most epic infestation of caltrop.
Oh.
Will a certain type of poison wipe it out? The stuff from Bunnings seems to give it life.
Because caltrop is, you know, it's got that, God, that's a mongrel of a weed. They're the ones, they call them three-cornered jacks or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They go through your thongs into your feet, they do. So the trouble with that stuff that he's talking about is it just runs off the leaf. So you have to actually use a wetter or a sticker on that. What does work well is slasher. So you spray it with that and it literally burns the leaf, and you've got to do it before they flower and seed. Chrissy is shocking.
Hi, Sab and Ro. I'm needing to prune an old, rampant, very overgrown wisteria. Can it be pruned back to two or three buds, or would that be too severe? I would really value your advice. Thank you, Jen.
Oh, we love it when people value our advice.
Your advice.
That is not too hard. Mature wisteria are unkillable, so you can go hard. Don't do it now, though, because you're going to cut off all your spring flowers. So wait until the end of spring, and then you can prune it back really hard.
Hi, Sab. I have a very vigorous Hardenbergia.
Yeah, very good.
Yes. Also known as native wisteria. Growing on a pergola that has lots of old tangled woody stems that need a major cutback. How hard can I prune it and when? Andy in Mosman Park.
Andy, you can. Now, I reckon all Hardenbergias need to be pruned back every year by at least 50%. If it hasn't been pruned in a long time, I would go 2/3. But you can't prune it until it finishes flowering. So they're budding up now. Some of them are already flowering. because they flower very early spring. So at the end of spring, hook into them.
Hook in. Hard. All right, one more call and then it'll be time for Sab's pick of the week. Let's go to Sam, who's in Jero. Hey, Sam.
Yeah, g'day, ladies. How are you?
Yeah, good, Sam.
So, Sabrina, I've recently been up to the Kimberley for a holiday. It was fantastic.
Of course. Where did you go? Where'd you go, Sam?
So we went down the Gibb River for 5 days.
Oh,
had a couple of days in Derby because that's where the in-laws live, and then we went down to Broome for a couple of days.
Did you run into Digger and Suzanne? They were on the Gibb River Road. Now, if they were there at the same time you were there, I'm sure you would have heard them.
I don't know. We were too busy fixing bits on the car to really.
Oh, no. What a shame.
But anyway, no, I've managed to get my hands on a couple of boab nuts.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I was wondering if, like, what sort of things you'd need to do to actually plant them here in Geraldton, because I know the climate's completely different.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So the good thing is, Sam, they actually germinate readily. Like, they're really easy to germinate, not at this time of the year. So just keep the nuts intact until about late October, November. Yep. They will germinate within 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. So you just put them in a seed-raising mix and then cover them twice the depth of the size of the seed. So when you break open the nut, you get all that the furry stuff that's inside, which is actually delicious to eat, I have to tell you. And the seeds are inside that. Some people pre-soak the seed before they plant them and you get faster germination. Other people just bung them in if it's nice and hot. So I do 50% of them a hot water soak, the others just put straight in. You will have to keep it in a pot, Sam, for I reckon 6 years.
Yep.
Otherwise they'll rot during winter. What you have to do is you have to move that pot under shelter in a warm spot in winter so they don't get wet. And then in summer, you're going to water them every second or third day. And
them in winter.
Yeah. You can water them once a fortnight, once every 2 or 3 weeks in winter. But in summer, you need to water them every second day. They need to be in full sun. Obviously, that's not going to be possible in winter. But the big thing in winter is you don't want them getting wet.
So would it be a good idea to build a little greenhouse or something over it in winter?
Yeah, absolutely. They'd love that, Sam. They'd love that. Yep.
Okay. No worries. Sorry, I've just been kind of scribbling it all down for
you guys. Oh, good, Sam.
And good. Well, you can listen to the podcast. Yeah, yeah. And you can go back and listen to the podcast for all those instructions again.
Just jump on the website and find your links or through your podcast, however you need to do that. You'll be able to do exactly that to get the Roots and Shoots podcast. Super plug there, Sab. Here's some summer fun to look forward to.
Okay.
I've got a few months to go and I know the excitement will be too much. But morning, ladies, best way to get caltrops under control is in summer. After the first rains, put on some cheap, thick, spongy thongs, grab a bucket and a beer and walk over the patch. Then pick the prickles out and pull the plants up and put it in a bucket. It's therapeutic.
I like that. That's a good thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some creativity.
I'm loving it.
All right. It's, 27 away from 10. We've kept people waiting 3 minutes longer than we should have. That's a bit rough this morning.
It is that time again.
It is.
Sabrina's musical pick of the week. Pick of the week.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here we go now.
All right, Sabby, your time to shine, as if the whole 55 minutes isn't. But you got?
This is going to come as a surprise to people, actually, because this is a very mellow, chilled.
They've turned off.
Yeah, they probably have. Now, if we had, now, if I played a song like this on a Tuesday with Steens,
yep,
she'd love it because she really likes depressing songs. Not that I would call it depressing.
But what day is that?
Melancholy. There's that's on a Tuesday. Yeah. So, you know,
you're still so far from Friday. She you're likes, allowed to feel yeah, like that. But
Steens likes the miserable
Saturday
songs.
Morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning. She'll be up and up. But what I think it's been dull and grey and, you know, I was sitting knitting on the back veranda
moody.
The other day. Yeah, feeling a bit like, oh, I haven't been able to get in that garden for so long. I was feeling quite melancholy about it. So I thought I'd put on Lana Del Rey, White Mustang, so that you're all as miserable as I was the other day.
Here you go. Join in Sab's Good Mood on ABC Radio Perth. That's 25 to 10. Oh, sad. It's like
it
our
comes,
weather at the moment,
comes,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Sab's Caramello pick of the week. You can tell us what you think. You always do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you have to throw the odd one in. Next week, there'll be an even bigger surprise because someone sent me a CD and I'm going to play it. Play it next. So I'm hoping... Jillo, if you are listening, you have to listen to my song
Jillo's
of the week.
Released a CD?
No, 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 oh, but this song
I was gonna say, that
will
would
be right
else.
Up her alley.
Okay.
So, Jillo, tune into my song pick next week.
I'm
That's
scared.
The only hint I'm giving.
Molly, can you screen it? Please make sure you've listened to it beforehand. And if it's no good, just mess it up so we play the wrong one or something along those lines. Crazy lady. We better jump back on the phones because the calls keep coming through on 1300 222 720. Sab here until 10 o'clock to take your calls and solve your gardening conundrums. Carol in Bunbury is our next caller. Good morning, Carol.
Oh, good morning, Sab. How are you?
Very well.
Cold, miserable.
I know. I know.
I've just come back from up north for 3 months and it was beautiful.
Oh, you must be really feeling the cold.
Yes, yes. My problem is, well, it's not a problem. I've got a navel orange tree loaded with beautiful ripe oranges.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, do I pick them all or can I pick them as I require them?
Well, I reckon you're better off picking them as you require them because at this time of the year the oranges will, unless there's really strong wind, but the oranges will hang on there. I've had a bumper crop this year with my blood orange and I've frozen the juice of a whole pile of them, but I'm just picking them as I go.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
and when do I prune it, please?
Well, you can prune it in spring.
Okay.
So,
and what, a third or?
Yeah, oranges, if you prune really hard, as I discovered, like really hard, they won't give you any fruit the next year.
Oh,
so it'll take 2 years to get fruit. So,
all right, lovely.
But, you know, basically, Carol, you have to prune them so you can reach the fruit.
Yes, that's right.
I think. So.
And cover,
yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Carol. Thanks for calling us. Speaking of pruning, you've just reminded me when I bought my house, the previous owners, because it's got my beautiful Arctic white roses out the front, and they're so pretty. And the advice I was given about pruning them was just watch for old Jeff across the road, my lovely neighbour. And when he does his roses, because he takes his garden very seriously,
just
keep an eye. And I noticed actually yesterday that his are all cut right back. And so.
You'll be getting on to yours
that time. Yeah. Anyone out there want to prune some roses?
Have a practice run.
Oh, a couple of texts about your song choice. Oh. Sam and Jero, Sabrina, what a depressing drawl of a song. Not a fan at all.
Oh, Sam, I'm sorry.
Cole in Exmouth, Saturday is my favourite day of the week listening and laughing with you ladies, yet after that song I'm just going to nip up to the hospital and have a check-up. Sorry, Cole. I don't vet them. I let her have free rein and this is what she does to me. Graham, thanks for your nice text. Yep, there's, you know, we're We can't please everyone, no, but you can do better than that, I think.
I totally lift your agree. Game.
Good morning to Dee. How are you?
Ooh. Well, thank you very much. Freezing cold, but okay.
Yeah,
I know. It's the awful. Feeling.
Yeah. I have Dutch Oringish irises. They have the bulb on them, Sabrina?
Yes.
Why do the leaves want to grow to 6 foot long?
I don't know. Yours must be very robust and healthy, Dee. What do you feed them?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Maybe
they're in a good flowering bed.
Okay.
They're just for the last couple of years. They're just their leaves will grow to as long as I let them.
Wow. Have you divided it up lately or?
Yeah, just last summer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that quite often happens for the first year and then the leaves will get smaller and smaller. So basically, no, they're always large. That's just the type of iris that you have then, Dee.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So you're just a gun gardener. You've got a really good variety and they love where they are. So you've earned boasting rights. Good.
So would it do them any harm when they flower if I cut the leaves back?
No, after they finish flowering, you can do that, Dee.
Yeah, but not before.
Yeah, that won't harm them, but you've got to wait for them to finish flowering first. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I've just trimmed them. I've given them a haircut.
Oh, that's fine. You can give them a haircut. That's no problem.
Thank you very much, Dee.
Good on you, Dee. A couple more texts coming through. Kathy, she's gone out on her own. Once again, Sab, you nailed Song of the Week.
Kathy, please. She probably feels as miserable as I did the other day.
She feels sorry for you.
Yeah, she probably does.
Lee has sent through, Sab, thanks for the song, Who Needs Onions? And on World Emoji Day has sent through a brilliant crying emoji or sticker or gif or whatever those things are. Gorgeous song, Sabrina. Don't know what people are on about. That's from Linda.
Beautiful voice, Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, see? Different people like different things. That's okay.
You wouldn't work to that on your treadmill or in the gym, would you?
No.
I mean, that wouldn't really inspire you to.
No. Go back to bed is about all it inspires you to.
Yeah, that's why I'll pour another glass.
All right. Let's head out to John, who's in Allenbrook. Good morning.
Morning, John.
Oh, good morning, Sabrina. How are you?
Very well, very well.
That song was great. You got to have variation, don't you?
I totally agree. Totally agree. And what can we do for you this morning, John?
Yeah, Sabrina. You know, with the penguin,
pelican.
The pelicans. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've never said you never see babies because they go right up the other end of rivers and out onto lakes.
So they lay their eggs there.
Yeah, and then the little fellas fly in with their mum and dad and away you go. And did you know when they come out of the egg, the beak is actually all folded up?
They can fit in the egg. Like babies.
We'll get a pelly spurt on at some stage. Yeah.
Anyway, my gardening question was converting gutless sand, coastal sandy soil to at least good soil and think about growing a tangerine tree.
Yep, no worries at all, John. So for roses actually really like clay and loam. So when you're on gutless sandy soil, and I would do the same for your tangerine or tangelo, was it? Anyway, either one or the other, same dog, different leg.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go and get yourself some bags of clay and some bags of compost. So you need to mix quite a bit of clay in. So in a wheelbarrow, if you've got half a bag of clay to three bags of compost or soil conditioner, and then you're going to mix that 50-50 with the soil that you're digging out. And I would do exactly the same for the citrus tree, and they should take off. They'll zoom da zoom da.
Good on you, John. Thank you for giving us a call. Morning, ladies. The Brookton Community Garden is building wicking beds this afternoon from half past one. Afternoon tea included. So if you're out that way, get involved.
Fantastic.
Brookton Community Garden. I had to Google what a wicking bed was.
Oh, didn't you know?
I knew you'd be able to help me out.
Speaking of community gardens, don't forget I'm off to the Chapman Valley on the Sunday, the 25th of July.
What's that? A week and a bit away.
Yeah, but I'm going to do the program here first, Ro. I'll be here.
All right,
I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopping in the car, and then we'll whip up there. And of course, it's at the fishing park.
There's a lot of excitement in Chapman Valley at the moment.
Is there?
There is.
What's going
on? One would be because you're
coming
next weekend. Yeah. And the other is the pub at the township of Nabawa is about to reopen after a couple of years of being closed. So the farming community and the locals are all most excited. I've been seeing on socials this week. So are you really going up there for the fishing park or are you the guest at the reopening of the tavern?
You know, I like to combine things. Mm. So my talk's from 11 to 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm presuming that the pub, you know, because it's a big ta-da reopening.
Yeah,
they'll be open all day. I would say so.
I'm not 100% sure of the date or if it's been announced the official reopening, but I'll keep you posted.
Can you keep me posted?
Probably another 10 km or so. You'll just need a dawdle 15 from the fishing park, but I know you'll find your way there.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a driver. There you go, Jess.
All right, let's head to Bryn in Bunbury. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How morning, guys, Bryn. Mate? Yeah, good.
That's good. Hey, I've got a question for you this morning regarding a couple of large old Banksia trees.
Yeah.
I've got an acre property and probably got about 10 or 12 of these really large Banksia trees.
Yeah.
Everything else is fairly well cleared. I've got a few other natives and bits and pieces. But two of the trees on one side of the property are looking like really old and like they're on their last legs. They've dropped all their leaves.
Right.
They're looking very sick.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's disease or if it's age or what it is, if there's anything I can do to try to give them another chance or another leaf.
Bryn, with Banksias, once they get to that stage, you just cannot revive them. It could be dieback, it could be some other fungal disease, or it could be just old age. So, you know, you could try pruning it back, but usually with Banksias, once they start to go off, that's it. It's very difficult to recover. So I'd say you can lose them.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah. Well, just play that Lana Del Rey song that I had on. And just, it's really sad, but Bryn, just go and plant, you know, put some more Banksia trees in because some of the Banksias are short-lived. So I live fast, die young kind of a deal, which is what I always wanted to be when I was 13.
Good luck with that one, Bryn. Lana Del Rey has such a great voice and she has many top songs. Just caught 2 seconds of that one, so don't know what you played. It was White Mustang.
White Mustang.
There you go, Deb. So you can have a listen. You might be familiar with it if you're a Lana Del Rey fan. Let's head to Ross, who's in Rockingham this morning. Good morning, Ross.
G'day. Hi, Sabrina. How are you?
Yeah, good, Ross.
Sabrina, my mum is a very keen gardener.
Yeah.
And every time I hit her up with gardening questions that she doesn't know, she always tells me, ring Sabrina.
That's so lovely.
So what I'm doing, I've got a small yard and I've got a lot of dwarf fruit trees.
Yes.
Apples, mangoes, that sort of thing.
Yep.
And I've got them all in pots.
Yep.
Now, what I'm trying to do, they're all on rootstocks. I've been doing a lot of YouTubing.
Yeah.
They're all on rootstocks for the dwarf trees.
Yes.
However, I'm trying to get my own rootstocks. I'm trying to buy them. No one sells them.
Okay. Now, most of the rootstock actually comes from the eastern states.
Yeah, I've tried ringing them too, and they don't want to give them up.
No, no, because a lot of them are actually under license, Ross.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if it's a commercial thing, you will not be able to get the rootstock. Right. So, the only place, look, there's a citrus grower that is in up in the hills. I think he grows his own rootstock for citrus. So right. It might be worth, if you stay on the line, we'll get Molly to get your number and I'll give you his name. And then he may, I don't know, but he may sell some of the dwarf rootstock.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Mm. And just to follow on to that question, in spring, the rootstocks that I already have with the fruit trees on them, they have suckers. They shoot off suckers, and I'm just cutting them off.
Yes.
Can I propagate those suckers to make my own rootstocks?
I'm not too sure about that, actually. I wouldn't. Because I know genetically they should be exactly the same as the rootstock, but the problem is they may be a really bad suckering cultivar. Right. So they may not be a very successful rootstock for you.
All right. Good luck with the challenges on that one, Ross. And, hold the line and Molly will grab your details and Sabrina can get in touch with the information that she promised you. Ladies, good morning. Good fun listening as always. I've recently moved to the Great Southern area, hoping you can identify this plant for me. I do not recognise it and wonder what it is, a weed, a menace, or okay to leave in the garden. Many thanks, Sandy.
Now, this is a nana bush, Sandy, that is called a nutmeg bush. And if you rub the leaves, it has that real nutmeg smell. Its proper name is Tetradenia, Tetradenia. So Tetradenia. It's the most beautiful flowering. It flowers all winter. Perfume shrub. You've got to prune it back hard because it gets straggly. You'll get seeds popping up. Nice plant.
All right, there you go, Sandy. Hi, Sabrina. When to prune blueberries, please, from Peter.
Well, not now because they should all be flowering, getting ready to fruit. So when this – and most blueberries flower, you'll get two big flowerings. So at the end of this flowering, which will be sort of spring or the end of spring, you can prune them then. And then you'll get more at the end of the round about summer.
Hi, Sabrina. What is it that would be turning my carob trees black on the trunks and mould-looking stuff on the leaves? Mm. Could some ants cause this? Thanks for the help, Louise in Jarrow.
Okay, Louise. The answer there, because on your carob trees, which I think are fantastic trees, we should have carob trees as street trees. Cockatoos would eat them, I reckon. So you've got scale or aphids. I'd say it's scale. So the scale sucks the sap from the plant and then it goes out its little bottom and a sweet sticky substance comes out. The ants love that sweet sticky substance. They move the critters around the tree, but that sticky substance grows sooty mould. So you have to get rid of the scale, which means you need to spray the tree with an oil. So you're going to spray with a pest oil or an eco oil where you can get to. You're going to leave that for a few days and then you're going to get out the high-pressure hose and blast it. Then you're going to respray 2 weeks after the first spray, leave it again for another, few days to a week and blast it with a high-pressure hose again.
Okay. There you go, Louise. Julia, please tell the caller with Bankshire trees that are dying to call a wood turner's club or men's shed so that the wood can be saved. It is as scarce as anything.
Oh.
There you go, Julia. Thank you for that.
Good tip.
Sabrina, a bit of a Chapman Valley saying for you here. Old saying, you go to Una for a schooner then Narrabri for a few more with your driver, of course. Only one problem. The Unipub isn't open now either, I think.
Oh, so no.
We'll see. And Molly did have a look to see if the opening day of the Narrabri Valley Tavern had been confirmed, but it hasn't as yet. They're saying watch this space. Mm. But Sabrina probably knows something we don't.
Oh, I'll give you an update.
Just, you know, playing coy on this one. All right, let's go to Janet, who's called in from Woodlands. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
Morning, Janet.
Hello. Good to hear your voice. I've got camellias and they're sort of all in a row.
Yeah.
They've been absolutely beautiful. They're just about finished now, but I'd like to reduce the size of them a bit, and I don't really know where to start on a camellia.
Okay. So the thing is, Janet, you cannot prune camellias hard. They don't like it. You can, they won't die, but they won't regrow for years and it ruins the shape of them. So I would be very sort of delicate with your pruning. Definitely no more than a third off. So.
All right. There you go, Janet.
Hey, Ro, you know that New South Wales having a little bit of trouble with the COVID thing.
Yes.
And you know that this year is going to be the best wildflower season ever.
You got quite excited about that last week.
So, because I'm doing a garden tour down the southwest in September. So people that were going to come on it from New South Wales are no longer coming on it. So I just want to tell people, get on board because...
The shameless plug for the three spots that are now available.
Because we've got spaces now. Go to my website, have a look. I'm so excited about this wildflower season. No, and even up in Gero, when I'm up there, we're going to go looking for wildflowers.
Yeah, yeah. I spent my early years in the North Midlands and we spent lots of time in the wildflowers. One of Mum's favourite things to do. So I always love going back to those bit of nostalgia and just the beauty of it is lovely. One texter, loving the opportunity to get out in the garden after some pretty ordinary weather. Thought I'd share my beautiful self-sown coriander. They're looking pretty good.
Wowzers. That actually looks like a professional coriander grower. Do you know winter's the only time you can grow coriander in WA, I reckon? Well done, though.
Lovely. If coriander was good for anything, that would be nice.
Yeah, some people just get that vomit material like you were just doing that then.
What have we got time for? Oh, we're a minute away from news. Oh. Hi, Sabrina. What's happening to the leaves on my indoor plant? I don't know its name. Leaves die off at the end, but it keeps producing new leaves. That's from Anne.
Ah, that's lack of humidity and probably too much water. People overwater their plants or to exposure to wind and cold.
Okay, Russell has sent us a fact and he has titled it, started his text with fact.
Fact.
Carob seeds are all the same weight, so they were used to weigh diamonds many years ago, hence the term carrot, used as a diamond weight.
Yeah, that's very true.
So we have all these knowledgeable listeners that join us each and every week.
And I love it.
Get your knowledge that you have and I stand here and push the buttons. But we've got through
another
show, as you mentioned earlier. If you missed anything, do go and download the podcast and you can enjoy the fun all over again or tell your friends. If they've got a plant issue, a garden issue that you heard the answer to and they're grumbling about, that's the place to do that.
And but a miserable song.
Other than that, and a miserable song. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Have a great Saturday, everybody. Bye for now. It's 10 o'clock.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.